John Tummy had in for a cordial. I'm pleased to catch up with John too. He's been a little out of the media in the last little while, allowing others, particularly those from the Māori Party, including his son-in-law, to, you know, to take the limelight. We'll be talking with Debbie a bit later on. But meanwhile, the mahi out at Waipareire goes on. And today we're talking about the launch of a new program put together by Te Paihiringa o Tamaki, the Whānau Ora Collective. They launched their Ngā Tini Whetū program over the weekend, and John, as the CEO of Whānau Ora, is here to tell us more about what the goal of that program is. A warm welcome to you once again, John. Tēnā koe.
You kia ora, Val.
Good to catch up again, John. So what's this all about, John?
Oh, well, Ngā Tini Whetū is just in our own kaupapa, the constellation of stars and how our people conquered the Pacific Oceans by navigating their way through thick and through thin. And in all their voyages, it wasn't easy, and they had to come across and come over and overcome major obstacles. And that's life. And so when our navigators look at the constellation of stars, they don't see stars, they see markers for different islands and different landfalls. And so they're targets. And so Ngā Tini Whetū is this marvellous opportunity to constantly use kaupapa Māori tooling when we talk about our journeys and the difficulties of those journeys and how we can support one another by giving more information about how we navigate our way through difficult seas and difficult times and land on very, very good, solid ground. And so that's the name of the program, Ngā Tini Whetū. Ngā Tini Whetū is a first time in New Zealand in 181 years where a number of Crown agencies have come together to invest in a kaupapa Māori program led by us, designed by us, deployed by us, manned up by ourselves. And it's the first time ever that this has ever occurred. And so we're not just confident, we know it will work very well because I'll put any of the Māori workforce deployed on the street at the moment up and down this country against anyone else and beat them. Not because I want a competition, but because I know they can. And furthermore, they're underrated. Our contracts are 15% paid lower than what white workers will get from white bosses. So we have to get the algorithm or the call for whānau ora, and in these programs, equality plus equity equals parity with Pākehā. We cannot continue to allow our kaimahi or our whānau to be paid less than others for doing not just the same work, but better work. So this thing has many angles to it as we advance our people's journey into a flourishing lifestyle and a thriving lifestyle rather than languishing.
Sounds exciting. You mentioned some Crown agencies that recognise the merits and the approach, John. Which ones have you teamed up with? Because for a long time, Crown agencies have sat on their hands and now we can collaborate, and that's an encouraging sign. So we've got our Māori interests, which you and I have spoken about heaps of times, about encouraging our whānau and connecting the dots with their guidance and us as kaitautoko to them. Which Crown agencies are coming along for the ride here in Ngā Tini Whetū?
Well, Oranga Tamariki was embarrassed into having to look for solutions because it doesn't have any. And so in September of last year, Minister Calvin Davis, to his credit, and Minister Willie Jackson agreed that this was a great approach to have a go at. So those two agencies, Oranga Tamariki and TPK, TPK being front and centre, are the lead Department of State supporting us. Then a lot of our people have difficulties with the way in which they're treated at Accident Compensation Commission. So the Accident Compensation Commission has come along to co-invest. Two of the worst ones out there are Health and the Ministry of Social Development. They've been quite laggards in this whole process. So we're in the process with conversations with them because they're the largest funders involved in Māori life in this country. Yet in health alone, for all the money voted for Māori health, less than 1% finds it into our hands for self development, self delivery programming. So all of our money is spent on our behalf by non-Māori, by white folk. And if they fail us, it's us that ultimately fail, and then we're the failures, not them, because there's no measures and markers on them in the delivery of service into our community. So that's why Ngāti Tini Whetū is very important, because it ensures that we all have eyes on who's getting our money and the quality of what they're doing with it for a change. So that's what we're working to. And we wouldn't get across the line if it wasn't Māori Party people working with Labour Party Māori ministers.
Which is interesting because of the history of adversarial attitudes down in Parliament. So it's a collaboration and a very encouraging one launched officially on the weekend. This is Ngāti Tini Whetū. And John, how long is this arrangement with Oranga Tamariki, TPK, ACC and Whānau Ora? How long is this arrangement? And hoping that others will look and see the success merits in the approach, Health Ministry, Ministry of Social Development and the like. And how will you evaluate the success of the focused approach or not? So how long is the tie-up and how will you gauge its success or otherwise?
Well, as with all Māori-delivered programming, we are financially audited and we have to apply quarterly reports, huge compliance costs, right? Because no one trusts the Māori around the money. But in 7 years of Whānau Ora rolling up and down the whole of 89% of the Māori community in the North Island, not one problem. That just shows you how efficient our people are on the financial probity side. What's more important than financial to me is, well, what are you actually doing with the money? It's easy to count money and it's easy to say you've met so many victims or so many families or individuals. The question is, what are you actually doing to make some change in their life for the better that they want, not what you want? And the beauty about Whānau Ora is our people are being treated with mana. They're not a problem to be punished. They're a solution waiting to happen. And all of them have mana. And if all of them are engaged with integrity and credibility and not looked down upon, we get different results. And so we've got a system that measures results as well as measures the volume we're doing and the money we're spending, right? No other provider group in the country can deliver the level of reportage in time, on time, that we have, because we've designed our own infometric system. And I just want to say one thing about the infometric system. Congress, the US Congress, has signed off on a program like Ngāti Tini Whetū being rolled out. It's a $20 million program being rolled out amongst the American Native Indigenous peoples. And that program is our program. And was a $2 million pilot went amongst five of their tribes last year, the year before. The report that went to Congress green-lighted it for deployment across the whole of the Indian Nation. So we get greater acknowledgement and support for being very able, clever folk offshore than we do here.